mouth shut. There's no need for blood or bite marks on my friends who I told to give you a part. I can't wander away from you. You don't know your way home since you're a fellow caller. I can't leave you on your own. I miss the space I used to have at the foot of my bed.
Warradu.
Warradu.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM on Yanta.
Warradu.
It's all just inside jokes.
Warradu.
That should be one.
The Kings of Concussion, Vince and Larry.
If you don't wear your seatbelt and your car rolls, my friend, that's when your headaches begin. When your fragile body flips end over end, that's when your headaches begin. Tell him, Vince.
Now, baby, listen up. Seatbelts are something you can't live without. When that car rolls over it, it's your right out.
Yes, it does. So please, wear your seatbelts, cause your skull doesn't bend. That's when your headaches begin.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. It's currently summer break, and our DJs are out of the station enjoying the sun. But don't worry, we'll be back in the fall with new DJs, new shows, and new programming. To find out what's happening in the area off campus, check out the City of Oneonta's page. Otherwise, have a great summer, everyone. Enjoy WONY's summer programming, and keep it locked.
Hello, hello, hello. Wow. I can't believe it. It is I, the one and only Jaded Jagger. I am so excited to be back, guys. I hope you all had a beautiful music-filled summer like I did, because I had a huge blast at a few but good concerts this summer. Hold your horses. Okay, sorry. Little technical difficulties, but yeah, I got to see some great music live this summer. I especially got to see My Chemical Romance at Citi Field, and I still won't shut up about it because it was just so healing for my inner middle school emo. I mean, like, seeing Thank You for the Venom live, absolutely fantastic. But I want to say that the best thing that happened to me this summer was something that I thought I was going to announce to you guys in like 3 weeks, but I guess I could say it now. That Jaded Jagger is officially an aunt. Oh my God. I know. I'm so excited to finally have the title of an aunt, but it was really scary because obviously my nephew was supposed to come out around September 17th. Well, not obviously, but, you know, like I said, I thought I would have another few weeks to say it. But, yeah, he ended up being a preemie. And you just never know what could happen with babies born that early. Like, my sister just went in for a random checkup. And not even an hour later, we're being told that the baby's coming out, like, that day in 40 minutes via C-section. I was so scared, y'all. I don't think I've ever felt that kind of fear that I did. Or maybe I have, but just not in a very, very long time. Because, like, obviously that's something really scary, you know, like a C-section. It's like, oh my God, what's going to happen to my sister? What's going to happen to my nephew? And I was like, honestly preparing for the worst. I was just like, okay, well, you got to prepare for the worst case scenario. But every time a baby is born at the hospital, at my local hospital in my hometown, or I'm sure they do this in like a lot of hospitals, to be fair, but they play like a lullaby on a speaker. And when I heard it playing, I just knew that was my nephew and that everything was okay. So I'm really, really happy. And seeing him was just so special. In fact, all I could hear in my head was, "Isn't She Lovely" by Stevie Wonder. And yes, I know my nephew isn't a she, but if you know anything about the backstory of this song, you know that Stevie Wonder, he actually wrote the song after the birth of his daughter. Because according to him, she was so lovely. And you know what? That's how I felt about my nephew. And in fact, I think that our first ever song back on campus is going to be "Isn't She Lovely" by Stevie Wonder. I think that should be our first song to celebrate my nephew's arrival into this world. So, Adrian Mateo, this one is for you. Okay, everyone, That was a little song for my nephew. Adrian Mateo, if you're listening, I love you. Oh, I'm so happy to be your auntie. He's so adorable. He looks just like, dude, he looks exactly like his father. So I made a prediction that he's going to look exactly like, no, act exactly like my sister. And you know what? I think it's karma. My sister's going to finally, I'm joking. Mom, I'm joking. Please don't get mad at me. And Nicole, please don't get mad at me. I'm just joking. But it's like, you know, I can't wait for when they have their first argument. And then my sister's going to be like, you know what? You were right, Jada Jagger. You were right. I see why you hated me so much. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, exactly. Anyways, I feel like today for my radio show, it's a 70s, 80s vibe. Is that okay with you guys? Wait, actually, it is my show. So yes, it is okay. Sorry, not sorry. It's funny because this entire summer, I was ripping on my mom for listening to only 80s music because, you know, she was born in 1966. So like the 80s were her prime, according to her. Oh, I guess they were, yeah. So she was like, you know, she just loves her 80s music. But I mean, I am a huge hypocrite for it because half of what I listen to is actually from that era. But I just love to rage bait my mom. Like, you should see her when she's mad. It's just kind of funny. She just is like, great. Jada Jagger, what are you? I don't know. I can't think. She's just funny that way. But anyways, to make up for it, I'm going to blame it on the Boogie. Just like the Jacksons are about to do right now.
Moonlight, yeah. Good times. boogie.
You just got the
sunshine,
yeah.
Moonlight, good times,
good times.
Boogie,
don't you blame it.
Sunshine,
you just got the
moonlight.
You just want the
good times,
yeah. Oh, blame it on yourself.
Sunshine,
ain't nobody's fault but yours.
this morning, for this one it was judgment day. Party over, out of time.
What's up, girl?
He stood me up again.
Again? Mm-hmm. Well, what's up with this guy? Do you really like him that much?
Yes, honey. I love him. He is fun. He does a lot of nice things for me.
I know he used to do nice stuff for you, but what has he done for you lately?
What have you done for me lately? watch out for her. She'll chew you up.
Oh, here she comes.
She's a man eater. I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do. She's deadly mad. She could really rip your world apart. Mind over matter.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. Because honestly, this has put me in a better mood than I was when I woke up. Like, last night, I'm sure, like, everyone has felt this way when they wake up. Well, not wake up. When they go to bed on a Sunday and, like, oh my God, I don't want to go. Like, I was not looking forward to today because I knew I was going to be busy all day. Like, Mondays are always going to be my busiest days. Like, my roommates will not even see me until like 8 p.m.-ish. Because after I'm done with the show, I like to like, I don't know. Well, in general, after like I'm done with something, I don't like to go immediately back into my room. I just like to, I don't know how to describe it. I just really like to just go into like my little, you know, the little rooms that my dorm has, because I live in Higgins, so I just take advantage of all the stuff that they have there, because it's like, you know, it just feels more, I don't know, it gives me a chance to unwind, you know, you just need those moments. And also, I just feel like 70s, 80s music, listening to it just makes me feel happier. I don't know, it just, elevates my vibrations. And I guess I could see why my mom loves it so much. So, yeah, I guess you're right, Mom. But don't use it against me because I will never admit it to your face. Anyways, this next one, oh, I love this one personally. Such a great song. I Will Survive. Oh, like, just an overall classic. And I know, and I hope you guys know this one because it's so good. It's that good. Show is coming to an end. I hope y'all are not too sad, because I am. I'm so sad. I can't believe this is my first time back, and I'm just so excited to spend more Mondays with you guys. Oh my god, I love it. But before we go, I want to dedicate this last song to a special little lady, aka my mother. This is an official apology for making fun of her 80s music all summer. I just want to say that she absolutely loves this group. She's seen them live plenty of times, and I think it's fitting for our theme. So, anyways, Mom, this one's for you. I hope everyone has a great night tonight. And, yeah, this is Jada Jagger signing out.
Show today with another song by the Beach Boys. I started today's show with Honkin' Down the Highway from the 1977 album The Beach Boys Love You, and I'm going to end today's show with Good Vibrations. Released as a single on October 10th, 1966, I can't think of a better song to end a summer show with than the song that many consider to be the ultimate song of summer. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I interviewed Al Jardine for the July-August issue of 585 Magazine, and you can check that out in July at 585mag.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great summer. So long, farewell, Avita Jane, goodbye.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's somehow close now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good.
Please watch your step before getting onto the boat. It's going to be a little bumpy. My name is Caitlin, and I'll be the captain of today's voyage on the Whale Watching Experience. I will also act as your translator. Yes, you heard that right. Your translator. I can speak whale. Ooh, there's one now. Let's take a listen. It's trying to say hi. Look, it's trying to wave at us. Now it's saying... You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. That's kind of random, but all right. Uh-oh. It's lifting its flipper. It's too close to the boat. Oh, my God. It's going to splash. Ugh. Keep it locked.
Vision loss is not something.